So about a year ago, I needed to have knee surgery. I was getting arthroscopy, which is basically keyhole surgery on the knee. It was a day operation, so I didn't need to stay in overnight, but it was general anaesthetic. So on the day of the operation, I turned up, and after waiting in reception at the hospital for a while, I was shown to my private room by the nurse. A stunning nurse, absolutely beautiful. By the name of Abdul, very nice beard. Anyway, he showed me to the room and he gave me some stuff for the operation. So he gave me surgical gown, a hairnet, and some stockings. These stockings are you put them on to prevent deep vein thrombosis. Obviously, because I was getting operated on one of my legs, I only put it on the other leg. So. I put all this kit on and sit in bed waiting for the consultant. So I'm sitting there for quite a while. Abdul comes back in, readjusts my stocking because it's not on correctly. I'm just sitting there watching TV. He comes in another couple of times because I'm there for about half an hour in total. Tells me the consultant and the physio will be along shortly. Another nurse comes in and takes my meal order for what I want to have after the operation. And then after about half an hour sitting there watching TV with all this ready for surgery, the consultant, the senior physiotherapist, come in. So the consultant comes in. When they come in, the consultant looks at me and he kind of looks puzzled and he says, "What, new hospital policy?" I didn't really understand what he meant, so I just let it pass. And he started telling me about the surgery. So for about 5 minutes or so, he's describing what the operation is going to be like, what he's going to try and do, what he hopes to find, etc., etc. And then the physiotherapist starts telling me about what I'll be doing afterwards to recuperate, how long it'll take, etc. So, the pair of them are talking for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then at the end, the consultant says to me, "So, Stephen, have you got any questions before the operation?" I said, "Well, yeah, I've just got one question. Do I really need to wear this hairnet for the operation?" And the consultant just looks at me and says, "That's not a hairnet, that's your surgical underpants." Yes, I had been sitting there for half an hour, nurses coming in and out with a pair of surgical underpants on my head, sitting there for 5 or 10 minutes with a consultant and physio with underpants on my head. Turns out the consultant actually thought that someone was playing a trick on him and they'd put me up to it, hence the new hospital policy. But he very quickly realised that I was clueless and didn't know what was going on. And he thought, "Well, I better wait until I leave so I don't embarrass him and the physio can tell him the mistake he's made." Once I realised, I burst out laughing. The consultant and the physio burst out laughing. And I basically didn't stop laughing for the next half hour because I was again had to sit there waiting for the operation. I mean, I was having like muscles in my neck seizing up. I was laughing so much, and I was thinking, I can't go under anaesthetic when I've got my neck actually seizing up. After the consultant had stopped laughing, he said, "Look, I've got to fill in this form now and say what state of mind you're in, and I don't know what to put for your mental state." And I said to him, "I did wonder why it had a hole in the top, and I thought maybe this hairnet doubled as a beard guard." But of course, it had two holes in the top, and they were for my legs. And he did say, So, what are you actually wearing underneath the surgical gown then?" I was like, "Well, nothing." I said, "Okay, go get your own boxer shorts, put them on underneath, and I'll see you in the operating theatre." Now I know I've told this story to a few people, and I know it's done the rounds of a few hospitals, and it's never failed to get a laugh. So if you have managed to listen to this all the way through, and you do find it funny, please tweet it or put a comment on Audioboo. And I hope you enjoyed.